Seventh and eighth graders at Ashland Middle School are tearing down the hall to the cafeteria. The morning's learning has made them hungry. As anyone with older children and teens can tell you from the sticker shock of grocery bills, kids this age eat a lot, between 2,200 and 2,800 calories a day. These Ashland Middle Schoolers jostle each other in line, pile their trays with food, and throw themselves into their seats. I ask 13-year-old Joshua Canetti Wilson what he's having for lunch.
I am currently enjoying two slices of pizza.
What kind of pizza is it?
It's pepperoni pizza.
And what are you drinking?
Lemonade.
Joshua is a seventh grader at Ashland Middle School with curly brown hair, brown glasses, and a wide smile. He tells me he ate pancakes for breakfast. Joshua says he likes vegetables, especially broccoli and Brussels sprouts. But he has not eaten a single vegetable today.
A lot of kids, they don't really eat a whole lot of vegetables, and their parents don't really enforce it very much.
In order for kids to get all the nutrients they need, the Federal Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion recommends that children ages 2 to 6 eat 2 servings of vegetables a day. Older children and teens need 4 to 5 servings. A serving of vegetables is more than you might think. 1 cup of raw leafy greens, 1/2 cup of other kinds of cooked or raw vegetables, or 3/4 cup of vegetable juice.
So, over here at Cell Bar, there's 6 different trays that have a variety of things. We try and keep it about 1/2 vegetables and 1/2 fruits.
That's Jeff Miles. He's the cafeteria manager at the Ashland Middle School.
Kids should be eating vegetables with every meal, regardless if it's breakfast or lunch or dinner. Fruits and vegetables should account for about 50% of your meal.
He's been working in food service management for over 25 years.
It's a well-known fact that over 90% of the kids in the United States don't get enough fruits and vegetables in their diets, and so that's what we advocate.
My fact-finding mission is far from scientific, but I talked to over a dozen 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, and not a single one has eaten a single vegetable today. One 6th grader has a noodle dish that contains scallions. The only student who even comes close is 12-year-old Amelie Kirkland.
Here's some Capri Sun, berry flavored. I have some Lay's chips, and I have a sandwich. I have some gummies and jerky. I never really have vegetables, but I usually always have a fruit.
In Amelie's ham and cheese sandwich is a single piece of lettuce. The only problem is that Amelie says she's not planning to eat it. Amelie admits she doesn't ever eat vegetables for breakfast or for lunch, but she does think eating them is important.
You should have vegetables because if you just have junk food or things like that, you'll never be healthy and strong.
Indeed, all the kids I interview say they like some vegetables and they think they probably should be eating more. So the message that vegetables are an important part of a healthy diet does seem to be getting across. But that doesn't mean Oregon children are actually eating any. I asked Maria Malott, a Los Angeles-based parent, coach, and educator, what parents can do.
Your job is to decide which foods are healthy for your child and put them on the table frequently. And your child's job is really to decide whether they're going to eat them or not.
Malott says it helps to have a garden at home or at school so children can see how vegetables are grown and taste them fresh from the soil. It's also really important, Malott says, to model good eating habits. But you can't fake it.
It doesn't help to try and force some vegetables down your gullet just so that you can show your child that you're eating them. If you're modeling, you really need to be modeling that you're enjoying it.
Want your kids to eat vegetables? Serve them up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Offer vegetables to snack on throughout the day. And eat lots of vegetables yourself with every meal. Not because you have to, but because you love them. I'm Jennifer Margulis, JPR News.